The scripture passage is from St. Matthew, chapter 19, verses 16 to 22. And now a man came to him and asked, "Master, what good deed must I do to possess eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you ask me about what is good? There is one alone who is good. But if you wish to enter into life, keep the commandments." And he said to him, "Which ones?" And Jesus replied, "These: you shall not kill, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, honor your father and your mother, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." The young man said to him, "I have kept all these. What more do I need to do?" And Jesus said, "If you wish to be perfect, go and sell your possessions and give the money to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come, follow me." But when the young man heard these words, he went away sad, for he was a man of great wealth. This is a very fitting piece of scripture for St. Bernard, whose feast we celebrate today. Bernard certainly gave away all that he had, and he followed the Lord in the Cistercian order. Although born in 1090, he is usually called the last of the patristic preachers. A man of exceptional ability, a man of great courage, great organizing ability. He was a writer, a preacher, spiritual director, devotee of Mary, reformer and organizer, one of the most influential men of his time in Europe. And from the cornucopia of Bernard's talents, just like to mention his extraordinary love of scripture. He was immersed, he was saturated in the Word of God. He encouraged his followers to be likewise people of the Word. And all his preaching, all his writing, all his spiritual direction, it all stemmed from this saturation with God's Word. He spent hours and hours just contemplating the Word of God. A great example for each one of us. He borrowed phrases from Scripture because Scripture was just part of his whole being. And he held that God continues to speak in words he has left us. And through the Spirit, he continues in us the work he began with the biblical writers. The Scriptures were very alive, very formative for Bernard. And he reckoned that we are asked to remove the cover and find the hidden contents within. In this way, sacred history, which is universal, objective, impersonal, and external, becomes our history. As preachers, as writers, as organizers, like Bernard, our lives need to be saturated and filled and founded on our reflective reading of the Word of God.